Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And as you know, every Monday, the show turns into the Hot After Dusk. That means we have some of the hottest stories, whether it is hot mess or, you know, just hot stuff. So, got a little bit of everything going down. First of all, you know, today's show, of course, is called The End of the World. The world did not end. So, you know, we tripping off of that. You know, I'm wondering if the world ended. You know, it's just like Inception, like we're like in a dream right now. And we're going to wake up and the world's going to be in our respective places. I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, I'm looking at myself right now. I'm on this, doing the show right now. Dude, I mean, we're not dead. What the heck? I mean, this guy, Family Talk Radio, whatever the name of that website is or not, I honestly think they were just trying to help boost their, you know, boost their site views, and they did a very good job of that by starting mass craziness. Like, I don't know, it's just wow. The thing some people do for attention is ridiculous. But anyways, you know, as far as what we got going on, of course, we got a lot of hot stories for today, including we'll be kind of briefly going over the Billboard, but some of the biggest part of Billboard Awards that I saw. But we're talking about Kelly Rowland. We'll be talking about Drake's liquor bill. Good God. We'll be talking about Snoop Dogg and what model chick he's messing with right now. We'll be talking about, you know, media takeout as far as who they say has the best body in the universe. And we'll be talking about Facebook Glass and Jordan Sparks. So there you go, right here on Life at Dusk Live, your boy Steady J. We're going to go ahead and go to our old school After Dusk song of the day. This is Aaliyah, Back in One Piece. Because we are back in one piece, we didn't die. Good job.
There we go. Okay. Don't do me crazy. Okay. Hey, yo. You know what a dog needs? Do you really know what a dog needs? Dog needs a...
What?
Dog needs a...
Come on.
Not just any... With a real... Let's go home. true. Every once in a while I break out the backyard to roam and get reckless, but I still know that home is home. And when I get there, I'ma sit there, take a puff there, put my there. Do I handle my business? Yeah. Run till I bust my gun and empty the clip. And if I come home, gotta go, just give me the whip. I ain't got time for the lip, just open the fence. Let me go, I'll come back, I ain't got time to convince. Ever since I was a pup, I've been stuck with the streets. Keep the heat, gotta eat. I'll pass in a week, if it's out there, I want it. All at one time, so when it's my time, I've done it.
You kill for me, you die for me.
Life at Death Live, your boy Steady J. That was Aaliyah, Back in One Piece. That is the old school song of the day. Oh, and now I understand. Shout out to that. I feel so silly now. I saw that name in the chat room the other day, and I was like, okay. Shout out to that person. And now I know that person is somebody I know, so shout out. Shout out to you, Ferris Shay. And which I see now that I know who you are, it's like, wow. It's damn. What's up? What's up? And we're going to go ahead and go into the hot mess, because that's what we do a lot. We do so well on here, talk about the hot mess and the hot stuff. So first we're going to the hot stuff, in which, oh, my God, we're going to start with Kelly Rowland. So, you know, first go Kelly Rowland, speaking of which, of the Billboard Music Awards, what better than someone who's definitely rising herself up to the top on the Billboards than my girl Kelly Rowland right now with her track Motivation featuring Lil Wayne. And last night at the awards, she probably was looking the best. I'm going to have to honestly say that. I mean, the stuff she got on, very form-fitting dress. The color choice, it wasn't like something really crazy, but she kept it classy and sexy and definitely attention-grabbing. So good job, Kelly Rowland. Definitely feeling what she got going on right there. Definitely feeling it. So, yes. But speaking of which, they also to combat that, you know, they want, they are definitely wilding out right now. Media Takeout, apparently Media Takeout says Nicki Minaj has the best body in the universe. Now, my personal opinion, I can't really say that. I can't really disagree with that. I've seen girls with probably bodies that look exactly like that or even better. So, I mean, it's just the thing is, the reason why it's being said that way is because, of course, she's a female artist, so you're a celebrity, and it's going to automatically draw attention to you, and it's going to make you think that you are, you know, the best looking. But as soon as another person who becomes a celebrity comes along and then looks just like that or even better, it's going to make them, it's going to make them go, dang. So that's the thing. I would have just and that's exactly why the kind of stuff like yesterday when I saw Cuban's followers, 20 Cuban's followers, I mean, how can I honestly pick 20 Cuban's followers and then have a top 10? I mean, top 20. That is craziness. So, I mean, honestly, just that's just too much. So, y'all, I can't really agree with that. Nicki Minaj has a nice body, faking that, but I can't say she has the best body in the universe. That's just a crazy statement to make, and especially considering y'all a website that deals with a lot of African-American people. Y'all are crazy. Okay, so on to the next one. We got, speaking of which, while we're still in the Las Vegas area, we got my boy Drake. This dude spent $200,000 in one night on drinks at the W Las Vegas. He was just really going in. I mean, they got the receipt right here, the proof that it was that he spent that much. It's just crazy looking at it. Most stuff was on Dom Perignon, Red Bull was a lot of it. TG Water. He spent a decent amount on Grey Goose. That's a lot of big stuff this man was doing. Like, he was just really wilding out last night. He, of course, got some beers and some Patron and all that. He just pretty much he brought the whole bar. He just said, hey, get them all something. So, dang, ain't talking about there's a recession. It depends on who y'all talking about got a recession, because obviously it's not people spending $200,000 on liquor like nothing. Anyways, on to the next thing, which this is like a hot boiling mess. Snoop Dogg is officially screwing around with video vixen Shanika Adams, and he's very blatant about it in these pictures. I mean, wow. I want to say this is like either movie theaters or something, or it could be at the awards, one of those things. And he's definitely, wow. And that's the thing, man. When you're in a relationship, and you try to, especially when you are a celebrity in your relationship, and you start trying to screw around with people, you got to remember that since you have a very high profile, you're a very high profile person, the cameras are waiting to hit you every moment. So it's going to get caught very quickly. And wow, I mean, he's very blatant about it. So I don't know, man. The heck's going on with that one? So we'll go on to the next thing. We'll go to our last couple stories here in a bit. And we'll do that after we play our new any artist after this song of the day. This is sent in by my boy Paul Bell, our producer out in Fort Worth, Texas. And this artist here is Greedy. Is this track She Banging? So here we go. First time on Life at Dusk Live with your boy City J. This is Greedy, She Banging, and we'll be right back with the rest of the Hot After Dusk news.
Catch her in the club, bro. You already know. Drop it low.
right, welcome back to Life After Dust Live, and your boy Sunny J. That was Greedy She Banging, and that was the indie artist song, indie artist after dust song of the day. And most definitely, what to say is, it's my opinion on the song. I like the song. It's definitely for the subject matter that it's definitely going for. It's definitely doing a very good justice, and it's the music is very something people can dance to a lot. And as far as like dance songs, it's definitely good, and very much so. Very glad to see something like this coming out of Fort Worth. You know, something fresh and new out of Fort Worth. A lot of times, you know, we don't get to hear a lot of the real heavy hits. People trying to do something new with it, and I'm really glad to see something like that happening. So shout out to Paul Bell for sending me that in. We're gonna go ahead and go to the last couple stories of the day, in which also before I do that, I want to remind you of the shows we got coming up this week. This Tuesday, we got another special LXF After Dusk show, and the story in this one is going to be Respected DJ. And it's going to be very controversial because a lot of times people really just don't respect the DJ, and as far as like promoters and whatnot, people don't really realize that the DJ, how much the DJ holds weight. And also, you know, I'll be talking about a lot of different things we talk about as far as how some DJs cost our bad fate, and how some who are really straight and true to the game who I'm gonna get the backlash because of it. So we'll be talking about a little bit of everything with that story tomorrow on Life at Dusk Live. You can tune in here tomorrow, same time, same bat station. And then on Wednesday, well, I have my girl Justinia Velasquez, who is actually from season 5 of MTV's America's Best Dance Crew. She was in the group Static Noise 6. And, man, we'll be talking to her. She's got a lot going on. I actually got a chance to meet up with her in Boston. And also, as well, she's actually one of the dancers featured in the brand new Beyonce video, Run the World. So, most definitely. We definitely got to support all these different people that's really doing some great things and trying to stay positive in the industry as well. All right. So, on to some good news, some really good news. Very positive. I hope that both of these people continue to stay positive and don't let the media get to them. Jordan Sparks is officially dated Minnesota Timberwolves star Wesley Johnson. And as far as that, you know, there was a rumor about him that he got a groupie pregnant, in which that was all a bunch of bull crap because it wasn't true. So there we go. We shout out to him, you know, making some things happen. And you look at the pictures of the two of them. It's definitely like a very cozy couple, and I just hope the two of them continue to do it up big because they are very, very, it's like very two very positive people, and I hope they continue to keep it that way. So just continue, you know, don't let the media get to you and make you do wild stuff. And just look at them as far as the updates of the two of them. They are going on a couple of dates, and they are taking things very slowly. So, like I said, very proud of them. Continue to stay humble and still rise to the top as celebrities. There you go. We'll move to the next. And speaking of, while we're on basketball, if you're a true Mavericks fan like myself, make sure you check out tonight the Mavericks playing against OKC Thunder. That's tonight. That's game 4, which, by the way, the Mavs are 2-1 right now, so shout out to that. Tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ESPN HD. You can check that out. And then on this Wednesday, they'll be playing again. And that actually, London will be coming back to Dallas for game 5, and that'll be Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ESPN HD as well. So check it out. Most definitely is about to go down, basically. let's go ahead and talk about, as far as like one of my other big stories of the day, this isn't necessarily a celebrity, but this just proves that watching you say this, Facebook will always come and get you. Twitter will always come and get you. So just be careful, man. You know, yeah, be truthful to yourself. The truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. So according to the story here, a girl was put on blast on Facebook for pretending she was a virgin. Ooh. Now, it's one thing you can get away with is pretending that you're going to get around. But pretending that you're a virgin, that's a whole other lie that you can't really get away with. So, oh, man. Okay, so apparently a college girl was going around campus at a historically black university telling all her friends she was a virgin. Apparently she wasn't aware that Facebook blast is so prevalent. You'll check it out. I'm going to check it out because you click the, this is on me to take out so you can check it out. Go there and actually show you the inside on it. Whoa! Okay. College girl put on blast. Whoa. So y'all know like for instance those little speaking of which, if y'all check out my YouTube channel, this YouTube channel is Sandy Said 05. You check it out there, you can see some of the stuff I say on there. I ain't really wild. You'll see me talk about the recent sex tape scandals. Well, that's what this whole Facebook stuff is going on about. They got a picture of this chick who says she's a virgin. Now, she is not only sucking this dude's cock while in the picture, she's also getting hit from the back from another dude. So, therefore, not a good look. You shouldn't lie like that. It's not a good look. And the caption on it, I mean, the caption is just crazy. Anisha Nasty, blah, blah, blah. You can't even deny it because the same beanie you got on in this pic is the same one you got on in your default. Whoa. That hurts. I know, oh, man, it's crazy, man. Facebook will put you on blast quick. So, you know what this story is? Keep it real. As I was saying, keep it real, niggas. At the end of the day, people will find out. And, wow, that ended the show, right? That actually gave us a little bit of time right on time of the show. So I just want to go ahead and thank everyone for tuning to the show as usual. And, you know, you can always check it anytime you miss any parts of the show. You can check it out on iTunes, download for free, and enjoy it at your leisure. So a lot of great things going on with that. And also, you know, it's podcasts as well, too. Like, if you got BlackBerry podcasts, like if you go to blogtalkradio.com/SandyJ, you can actually listen to it on your BlackBerry as well, too, having your BlackBerry podcast. So doing a lot of great things. Just glad to see continually seeing people just making things happen with this show, and can't wait to see where we're going to grow from here on, as usual. And let's see, we got about a couple of minutes left. Once again, I want to shout out to my girl, Farishay70, in the chat room, one of the most active people in the chat room right now. Shout out to her for really just holding it down, and you know, I'm glad to know that's a good old-time friend that's really holding it down with me. So we're going to go ahead and go to a close right now. And that's it. Everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, just remember, where there's a J or there's a U, through God, there is a way. And y'all have tuned to another episode of Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Sandy J. Continue to check us out and go to the Dust Spot at duskowls.ning.com. And become a part of the community and get a little bit. You get the shows, you get the artists, you get the models, you get everything there. So go there. It's duskowls.ning. So there you go. And we at this.